find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on the talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours here on this Thursday, the 27th of December, 2007. Well, Kirk Watson still has toll questions here in Central Texas. He says the timing of the agency's response was questionable. By the way, the letter that they refer to in this article, I cannot find it on statesmans.com, but Kirk Watson was a big toller down here in Texas. And earlier this month, he had asked for answers from the TxDOT about why the agency is several hundred million dollars shorter for Austin Toll Road projects. Based on Mr. Watson's response to TxDOT, December 21st, answer, he isn't satisfied with what he's heard so far. I got news for you, Chief. We haven't been satisfied with you and your whole crew, but we'll set that aside for the time being. Aside from the substances of the six-page TxDOT letter on its financial challenges, which Watson deemed very disappointing, in an email to other local transportation leaders, Mr. Watson also found the timing suspicious. His office received a letter about 5 p.m. Friday, as the bulk of Texans and media hunkered down for 4 days of travel and Christmas festivities. The TxDOT letter was shared with reporters 3 days later on Christmas Eve. And this politician is concerned about the delay that was intended to postpone broadcast of this letter to a time where as few people as possible would be aware of it. Isn't that exciting? We've got Mr. Watson calling foul when Campo, TxDOT, and the cronies, that's right, and even Mr. Giuliani's law firm that represents the Spanish company building toll roads in Texas, now he's crying foul. Well, isn't that very interesting? Well, here's the bottom line, folks. They don't have the money. The timing, he says, isn't ideal. I'll deal with Mr. Watson's pining here for a second. Transportation Department spokesman Chris Lippincott told the American Statesman on Monday after sending out the letter, but he said the department got it done as quickly as possible and produced the letter 11 days after Watson had sent the agency a letter with 21 questions about why Austin might lose TxDOT funding. I see the door opening here for more foreign investments. After all, their dollars are worth more than ours. Lippincott said, we were committed to get an answer to Watson before the holidays. Well, apparently, he asked over 20 questions, and he really didn't get any answers to any of his questions. The to-and-fro between the senator and TxDOT arose from the agency's decision in late November to issue no more contracts for new and expanded road construction beginning February 1, aside from the projects previously committed under certain bond programs. That decision seemingly threatens the $500 to $700 million that the Transportation Department had promised for a five-year, almost $1.5 billion toll road plan approved by Campo board back in October. There seems to be a little problem here with the tollers. I am just amazed. Oh, by the way, they've heard of the recession as well. We'll explain about that after this break.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, the letter that I cannot find on the Austin Un-American Statesman, here's the core of what Watson's earlier letter to the TxDOT board says. What did TxDOT not know about its emerging financial plight on October 8th when he and his Campo buddies made a difficult vote authorizing the five toll roads that it learned in subsequent 2 months? The department's latest letter by Watson ignores that and other requests for information in his earlier letter. The letter provides no specific clarification, fails to answer most of my questions, he said in an email to the Campo board members. I guess they just answer emails. They don't take phone calls. By the way, Watson used to be the mayor of Austin. Yes, a stellar individual. And now he's a state senator. It's cronyism at its finest, folks. The TxDOT letter, signed by Executive Director Almedio Senez, I think this is, declines to answer the Watson questions point by point, saying a simple question and answer format does not convey the whole story. He then walks through the financial challenges facing the department, lost federal funds, maintenance needs, inflation, and the legislature's decision this year to limit the agency's ability to reach long-term toll road leases with private companies. We believed and still do that all Texans would benefit from such an arrangement. He wrote about the private tollway contracts. So will Austin get the promise $500 to $700 million for the toll roads? Well, Sinez's letter doesn't specifically answer that question, but he does say that the 11-county Austin district has to have, or was to have had $720 million for the new construction from 05 through 2015, but that figure has now been reduced to $443 million. Absent, by the way, further developments. About $191 million of that committed to ongoing projects, leaving $252 million for the rest of the period to 2015. Smell a rat here, folks. We're going to keep following this because it apparently their toll road plans have run afoul. They've run into the ditch. Now, we do know that the vaunted I-30 corridor was a Spanish project, Sintra, to be more specific, and that Mr. Giuliani's law firm represented them. Why do you think? Oh, that's right. Why do you think the governor of Texas came out in support of Mr. Giuliani? Could Mr. Giuliani maybe pick the state Texas governor as a running mate in the presidential? It could be. You know, it's a long shot for Julie here. And I say that tongue-in-cheek, a little cross-dressing friend. Yes, dear Julie, you're running into political problems here. At any rate, we will continue to look at this because, folks, there is one great big factor that's figuring into the financial woes of the tollers down here in Texas, and that's one of money. Now, is the federal government going to honor their little stick-and-carrot routine with highway funds? We'll see. We all know the government's broke. Will they have to dip into their own funds here in the state? Well, I don't know. That's only if they get out the comprehensive annual financial report with all the holdings the state has, and maybe has a fire sale and liquidates some stuff, and, well, here's all the stuff that's on the books that year after year, folks, they keep crying, oh, the corporation doesn't have any money. We don't have any money. We got to raise taxes. We've got to find it somewhere. Yeah. Well, that's what happens with a corporation, folks. You live in a corporation. They take the money. They invest it as they see fit. Against your wishes, by the way. By the way, nobody down here in Texas wanted these damn toll roads. Okay, here's your representative government in action. Everybody said no to the toll roads. They said no to the I-30 super slab corridor. It doesn't matter. They're not listening. So what's the simplest thing to do? Oh, plug somebody in there that's got ears to hear. Well, that's a little bit harder than what it seems because now you're tilting at their political windmill machine. And that's tough to break. It's tougher to take it apart in a shorter amount of time. It has been a long time in the making for them. So we will keep our eyes on this and let you know. I'm going to track down this letter that, well, the ex-mayor of Austin and now the state senator has a little problem with. So we will keep you apprised. I think things are blowing up in Kirk Watson's face. Oh, well. By the way, you may have heard that this individual over in India, well, she lost her life today. That's right. That was kind of the opposition power to the Pakistani Musharraf. And here's something that the news media will not tell you. I highly suspect that this supposed terrorist act was actually carried out by intelligence groups because, oh, that's right, the dear lady that was killed over there, her and 16 other people, well, it looks like she was a CIA asset. So this might have been a cleaning of house, and I'm specifically talking about Bhutto. And she was whacked along with 16 other people. Now, she was the former prime minister, and they whacked her. It was a suicide attack, folks. The first woman prime minister in an Islamic state was leaving an election rally when the gunman shot her in the neck and set off a bomb. Well, why would you want to set off a bomb if you already hit your target and killed it? I guess to blow yourself up. I don't know. At least 20 other people died in the attack, according to this one story. Musharraf has urged people to remain calm, but angry protests have gripped some cities. Well, you know what he says he's going to do? Well, we're going to fly the flags at half staff. You know, I've eliminated my political competition here, and knowing full well it was a CIA asset, and we didn't want the CIA mulling around over here, so we whacked her. That's my assessment on it. But there's another problem here. There is another problem, and it's, oh, that's right, it comes right back to our White House. Dick Cheney and Georgie Bush, they want to vastly expand the troops into Pakistan. I guess Iran is on the back burner for right now. Burner turn low, still hot. But we'll just send troops into Pakistan now. Yeah, no, there's a great idea. The monitoring desk here from the Nation. U.S. Special Forces are expected to vastly expand their presence in Pakistan as part of an effort to train and support indigenous counterinsurgency forces and clandestine counterterrorism units. Okay, let's scratch all that verbiage right there and just put this as an intelligence counterintelligence operation to destabilize. Change the faces in the places. All you got to do is start whacking and hacking. That's all you have to do. This is how these wars start, by covert, supposedly military operations. Folks, they are intelligence operations. They say that, according to the American defense officials involved in the planning, this is what we're going to do. We're going to train and support indigenous counterinsurgency forces. I am sorry, I didn't know the Taliban had moved into Pakistan. Or who is it, what terrorist group is trying to take over Pakistan now? And here's another thought. Why in the heck should we care what these intelligence operations, what they're doing? The only thing I know is we shouldn't have our CIA messing around over there. You hearing me, Langley? Oh, God. You know, we need a president that says, you know what? I'm going to take that CIA. What other former president once made the statement that I'm going to spread the CIA to the four winds? Let me see. Was his initials were JFK. Yes. He also said to Vietnam, you know, why should I go fight communists half a world away when we've got them 90 miles to our south? I don't know. Kind of made a little sense to me. But we're also dealing with the Theater of Military Dramatics and Theatrics, sponsored by the terrorist government worldwide. Yet once the U.S. deposed the Taliban government and established its main operating base at Bagram, north of Kabul, U.S. forces left Pakistan almost entirely. Oh, they admitted that they were there. Oh, thank you very much. But since then, Pakistan has restricted U.S. involvement in cross-border military operations as well as paramilitary operations on its soil. But the Pentagon is always frustrated by the instability of the Pakistani forces to control the borders or the frontier area. And they're citing Pakistan's political instability as heightened U.S. concern about extremists there. Well, gee, George, what are you going to do? They just whacked one of your assets over there. That's right, Bhutto. According to the Pentagon sources, reaching a different agreement with Pakistan became a priority for the new head of the U.S. Special Operations Command, Eric T. Olson. Olson visited Pakistan in August, November, and again this month, meeting with President Pervez Musharraf, Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff Committee General Majid, Lieutenant General Mohammed Massoud Aslam, spelled A-S-L-A-M, by the way, Commander of the Military and Paramilitary Troops in Northwest Pakistan. They say what we've seen in the last several months is more than a willingness to use their regular army units along with Afghan borders soldiers. And, well, it's just a mess. So, folks, what has Ron Paul been saying? Get our troops home? Well, Georgie Porgy and the VP are getting ready to send troops to where? Pakistan. Why not? It's empire time. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
I'm still searching for the story here. My computer locked up on me and all my saved stories here. A little icon at the bottom of the screen is just giving me an hourglass. Rats. I will dig up that story here in a moment. Christmas shopping horror. Now, here's something that you want to do while you're fighting the scads and scads of the unruly people in the warehouses. The nation's malls. Christmas shopping horror. Man, wife, blasted by taser. Officers zap a couple in the mall after anonymous 911 call. A Wisconsin man is reportedly planning to take legal action after he and his wife were blasted by a police taser as they were finishing their holiday shopping Christmas Eve in a mall in Madison. Oh, what a nice Christmas gift this was. Major Lemon, 44, and his wife, Marissa, were at a crowded Westtown mall during lunchtime Monday when approached by officers responding to an anonymous 911 call about someone in the mall with a gun. According to the police report, officers arrived dressed in full military-style police uniforms and observed a man matching the suspect description in the middle of the food court. Here's what the report said. The suspect had his hand in his pocket and began to physically resist. At that point, Officers took control of the suspect's other arm. The suspect then made statements that he was going to punch an officer. I probably would have said the same thing. Based on the weapon information and the suspect's physical resistance, because, folks, you know, I can't leave this go without comment, they come up, grab the guy. And what's the natural thing that you do when somebody grabs your arm that you don't want to? You pull that arm away from them. Well, evidently, they took this as a sign of resisting their official business, and they tried to wrestle the guy to the ground, and he said, look, I'm going to punch you in the face. You don't leave me alone. Well, it got heated up. Based on the weapon information and the suspect's physical resistance, officers attempted to take the suspect to the ground. Because of the wet, snow-covered tile, they were unable to take the suspect to the ground. If you ever want to see something funny, folks, watch a couple of cops on ice. An additional officer responded, observed the physical struggle, and deployed the assigned electronic control device. This is what the police are now calling tasers. They're just electronic control devices. One of the probes struck the suspect, and the other probe struck the suspect's wife, so they got a double zap. Good shooting, guys. After holding on to him, I was tased, and they put us on the floor, his wife said. She told WTMJ-TV. Lemon and his wife were secured in handcuffs. Marissa, the wife, was later released with no charges or injuries. No weapon was found, by the way, on Major Lemon, but he was charged with resisting and obstructing. Resisting and obstructing what? What exactly was he obstructing? A phony call. Supposedly this guy matched the description. They assault the guy. He resists a little bit, gets a little hot under the collar and says, you know, if you don't leave me go, I'm going to punch you in your face. Well, evidently that was resisting and obstructing. They shouldn't have been there in the first place. They shouldn't have been manhandling this guy. They sure as heck shouldn't have tasered him. And now he's going to try to sue. Now, so far, here's my take on this. If you guys want to don the uniform, put the badges on with all the little toys, and I don't mean the tasers, if you can't handle the heat, stay the heck out of the kitchen. If part of your job is to physically assault people and they don't like it, well, then you've got your new electronic control device that you're authorized to pull out and start tasing and electrocuting the crap out of people. You know, we're not liking this very much. I hope you guys are understanding this. You know, I mean, this isn't... what was the movie Judge Dredd? Remember that one with Sylvester Stallone? This is the cops in the future. They're the judge, jury, and executioner. Not only do they arrest, they assess, and then they pass out the penalty. All in one fell swoop. You know, I'm not suggesting that that's what the police here in this country are going to end up being, but it sure looks like some science fiction work that I'm looking at right now. But here's the scenario. You're in a mall. Somebody drops a dime. Somehow you might match the description. So you get a bunch of riot-geared, SWAT-type individuals with one thing in mind, doing their job and arresting the suspect. You know, there's no querying here. There's no questions being asked. It's manhandle time. And if you resist, you are obstructing, and we're going to tase you, we're going to cuff you, and we're going to take you to jail. Has somebody had the thought that maybe the cops shouldn't have these tasers? Because I'll be honest with you, boys. If you're too inept, too stupid, or physically too weak to bring out a nightstick, if and when you need to bring physical force on somebody, a real criminal, by the way, not a little verbal investigation of a couple of shoppers in a mall, but if you want to get in there and play Billy Badass and wear your gun and your six-shooter, just waiting for the day that adrenaline starts a-pumping and you get to take the suspect down, we're getting a little tired of this. You corporate coffer keystone cops, you're given carte blanche, you're being dressed up like ninja-suited individuals, you're given all kinds of investigatory powers, as if force continuum wasn't good enough. Now we're just out there tasing people that aren't cooperating and answering our questions. Well, how would you like these tasers used on you? I want to tell you a little story. This is a true story. When I get back, on one guy, ex-military guy that, well, had a little altercation with a cop on a lonely road somewhere in the desert southwest. Very interesting story, and that brought to mind what we can do with these tasers with these cops. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Now, what I'm about to relate to you is a true story. This was from a Navy SEAL, and this happened several years ago because at the time, the police were still packing 38s and 357s. Well, this one happened to be a 357. And this gentleman was pulled over on a highway in the desert southwest. And the cop was being particularly nosy. This guy didn't have a whole lot of patience. He had just rotated out of the service, done operations around the world that I'm sure that if he would relay to people, he'd have to shoot his people to relay the stories to him. But at any rate, this cop was being a little demanding, a little abusive, and the guy was being cooperative at first until he figured out he was dealing with Mr. Idiot wearing a badge. And after trying to deal with this guy in a semi-polite manner, he finally got fed up, and he said, "Look," he says, "I'm getting in my car, I'm leaving." Well, the mistake the cop made is he pulled a 357 on the guy. Now, keep in mind, There was no crime committed. He was not a suspect. He was not on a hot sheet. The car was not stolen. This was just one of their roadside interviews, so to speak. So the guy says, I'm getting in my car and leaving. The cop says, if you do that, I will shoot you. Now, this Navy SEAL is standing there dealing with this corporate Keystone Coffer cop. He's thinking to himself, okay, what do I do with this joker? He said, no, I'm not wasting another minute with you. I've done nothing wrong. I wasn't speeding. I am clean. I'm getting in my car. I'm leaving. Cop pulls a .357 on him. The guy quietly turns and he looks at him. He says, if you don't get that gun out of my face, I'm going to stick that someplace where the sun doesn't shine. Well, the police officer didn't exactly heed that advice. And consequently, you can, just by using your imagination, imagine where that .357 actually wound up. Yeah, the cop had to go to the hospital to get the .357 removed from his backside. Now, I tell you that story because, you know, we have police out there that, well, they're really not geared for situations that the department policy doesn't cover step A, B, and C. You know, it doesn't walk them through. They find themselves in a situation they don't know how to deal with, so the first thing that they do is they threaten you with physical force or pull a firearm on you. Now, at the time this happened, tasers weren't even dreamed up or being used. I think at the time the only taser device was kind of like a cattle prod that they used in the cattle industry, but somebody thought that this would be a good idea. This would be a good idea to, well, subdue just unruly and uncooperative citizens out there on the streets of America. Now, as I said before, if you don't have the gumption to go in there and mix it up with a suspect, and you actually believe that they have committed some heinous crime that's warranting arrest and imprisonment, well, then you better start thinking about maybe picking another line of work. Now, folks, tasers are not a good idea. I mean, this is literally a 50,000-volt electronic experience that you don't want to experience, trust me. And it's been killing people. It's been killing people right and left. Now, if you use a nightstick on somebody, if you beat them amongst the head and shoulders, rather strenuously, you might cause death. But 9 times out of 10, a cop would use a nightstick in a way to disable a suspect, hit him in the solar plexus, or, if need be, maybe break a collarbone and bring that suspect to the ground. Now we don't even have to do that. We can just whip out our trusty taser and zap somebody, and they're not even hoping when that charge goes off that it doesn't stop the person's heart. Because they don't know what health problems people are dealing with. See, their job is not to interview and taser or interview and kill. Supposedly, their job is to enforce the law. Well, let me tell you of a little story here that showed up on the news media last month. And this was Canadian taser death. And this caused a brouhaha in Canada. They're looking at the same thing we are down here. All of a sudden, the rent-a-cops, and that's all the Keystone Coffer cops really are. They say that they're there to enforce state law, but also city ordinances and, well, just about anything that their policy designates that they're officially sanctioned to do. Now, this happened in Canada. Now, the story goes that tasers or stun guns are meant to be a substitute for lethal force. Now, what they leave out here, and I want you to notice this, lethal force was the weapon being pulled, discharged to either maim or kill. Okay, there's your force 5 continuum. Your force continuum starts at a roadside interview or a query from a cop up to and including old DEFCON 5, where he pulls out his weapon and he basically gives you the eternal dirt nap. Okay? Now, nowhere here does it mention nightsticks. We just jump from, well, here's the substitute for lethal force. We're just going to electrocute you. Keep that in mind. Every police force in Australia at the moment is either conducting trials of taser guns or already using them officially. But an incident in Canada has raised questions about their safety. Safety, you ask? A Polish man who had just arrived in Vancouver Airport died when a Canadian police tasered him into submission. Two bursts of 50,000 volts into the man were enough to kill him. Now, Robert Jaskansky was his name, had not been drinking and was not under the influence of drugs. I guess the subsequent autopsy told them that. But the 40-year-old from Poland was behaving erratically soon after arriving in Canada on his first ever flight from Europe. Maybe he was missing some luggage. Maybe he had a little accident in his underdrawers. Who knows why the guy was upset? But we'll never be able to ask him because the guy is on a morgue slab someplace. I'm sure he's in the ground now. Now, Paul Pritchard used his video camera to film inside the terminal building in Vancouver. He said, I was just filming for the sake of entertainment standpoint. That's pretty sick, watching a guy getting tasered, and he thinks this is entertainment. But at any rate, for the sake of the story. Once they tasered him, you hear this blood-curdling scream. He said, I still think about it. All of a sudden, the mood in the whole airport, everybody is watching it. It definitely changed. You see him hit the floor, and you see him on the ground shaking and screaming, and it's brutal. Several officers from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police used their stun guns on Mr. Jaskansky. He was never threatening, the guy said. I mean, I never felt danger from him. Now, this is the Mr. Pritchard guy that thought he'd just film this for some entertainment value, I guess to show his friends. There was no threatening gestures or anything toward us. There's a woman that goes right up to him at one point, 5 feet away, and tries to calm him down. I mean, he was acting irrationally, but in my opinion, he was acting scared. Police spokesman Dale Carr said it would be a mistake to rush to judgment on the video evidence. It's only one piece of evidence, and it's one person's view. It's though the viewfinder of one individual. There are many other people that we have spoken to. Now, the rules were reviewed governing the use of stun guns will now be held in Canada. Now, it'd be easy to dismiss the incident as only in North America, but that ignores the fact that these weapons are now in use across Australia as well. Some states and territories are trialing, as they call it, their use or restricting the weapons to elite tactical units. In Western Australia, they're now being issued to general duty officers. The force, they're taking delivery of 1,500 stun guns just a few months ago. Now, I'm not going to read you the rest of the story. You've got the basic story here. Somebody thinks it's a good idea. And see, the comparison is never used with the vaunted nightstick. Now, it used to be made out of wood. It used to have a little handle there. And then somebody got the idea, well, these things are really cumbersome. You ever watch a cop try to get in his car with one of these nightsticks on? It's funny. You know, the belt gets hiked up around his armpit someplace, and they never liked him. So some enterprising individual says, well, okay, well, let's take a look at that. So they come up with the batons that are collapsible, that are roughly 5 to 6 inches long, fit neatly in a little container on his utility belt, like we're talking about Batman here. And that used to suffice. That was the compact billy club. And it was pretty effective. You whack somebody in the face with something like that, folks, I guarantee you this guy's going to go down. But you see, there's no argument here anymore. The argument is that this is less than lethal force used on an individual. Well, yeah, well, so is the nightstick. Less than, you know, the terminal force, I guess you could call it. Where's the argument for the nightstick anymore? Oh, that's right. The taser gun has replaced the nightstick. We're in the electronic age nowadays, folks. And they gave it cute names. Now, this is a real problem. But the problem is not in the device itself. Because like a gun, unless you pick it up and you use it, it's just a piece of hardware. It's just a tool. The problem is that these cops have these tasers to begin with. And a lot of cops will tell you, you know, remember Rodney King? Oh, yes, there were many officers out there beating the snot out of this guy. And I don't think I'll ever forget Rodney King after he was well paid off. Why can't we just all get along? Okay, yeah, thank you, Rodney. But a lot of cops will cite the Rodney King incident. Well, you know,
look what we had to do to subdue this guy. Well, yeah, it was a little rough, and maybe a little excessive force was used. Yeah, you think? But see, we have a shortcut to this. We can subdue the subject now with less harm to that individual. Now, the caveat here is, well, it might kill you. But nevertheless, this is the chosen piece of equipment for law enforcement across this country and apparently across the planet now. Now, did they ever, by the way, Mr. Producer, did they ever make a determination on what is considered torture and not torture? You know, you heard the stories here, World War II, the Japanese, you know, hooking certain man's body parts up to an electrical generator and zapping them. As distasteful as that is, the net result is the same with the taser. Only, I guess they don't have to use clamps and nasty little batteries or whatever. It's just one easy little shot. There you go, and you're flopping around on the floor like a fish out of water. The problem is, folks, not the tasers. The problem is in the psychology and the thought behind using these devices to keep the peace in America. Oh, and you know, you see the videos all the time. You know, well, we're going to demonstrate. You'll see the videos. The cops standing around demonstrating the taser. And they'll have a volunteer, okay, an idiot that stands up there and says, hey, shoot me for the benefit of my class here. And they promptly hit the floor and flop around like a fish out of water on the floor. Very neat. Did that cop enjoy being tased? You bet he didn't. Now, keep in mind that every time you see this happen, it's always with a robust, usually 30 and under individual. You know, at that age, folks, you could pretty much go through a cinder block wall at full tilt boogie, you know? You're pretty strong. But to be using this device on people that you don't know their health histories, you don't know their heart conditions, you don't know anything, and rather than you getting in there and actually laying hands on this supposed suspect to question him or to bring him to justice, more people are being found guilty of obstruction when these people are putting their hands and tasering you. And people are getting upset about this. You know, let me remind you, police, of one thing out there. You need the cooperation of the citizenry in order for you to do your job. What does that mean? It means simply this. You have a very thin blue line. Your health and safety depends on the society deeming that you're a functioning part of society and you're sanctioned, and they will support you doing your 8-hour shift and returning to your home and your family. Okay? But if it ever comes to a point in this country, and I hope that it never does, and I hope you cops wise up rather quickly, because you're going to be asked to be doing things here in the future. And let me clue you in on something. The Nuremberg defense does not work. I was just following orders, or I was just doing my job. You better start thinking about that particular subject. By the way, the government only says this about torture. Is what we say it is. You ever seen the waterboarding incident where you put some guy on a board, tilt his head back, hold him, and then take water and pour it down his throat or up his nose? Now, they don't do this to necessarily kill you, but to give you the impression that you are going to drown if you do not answer their questions. Now, if I found myself in a situation such as that, or let me not use myself as an example, just anybody, John Q. Public, USA, supposedly for some heinous crime, some terrorism act, they need you to squeal on your terrorist cell. Most people in that position are going to tell their captors, oppressors, interrogators, call them what you will, they're going to tell them anything. Now, see, that's the beauty of torture. If you're not sure you're getting the real truth out of the guy, well, what's the inclination to keep doing? That's right, to keep torturing. Now, I don't know how you fine folks out there feel about torture. And I don't know if you're going to sit around and wait for the government to tell you what it is or it isn't. But I would consider the use of a 50,000-volt device
on some cop that just wants to ask you a few more questions or wants you to calm down, or maybe he wants you to put the little bracelets on, and you're not quite ready to do that. Well, I think tasers might be considered to be a torture device. You definitely will submit if you've ever gotten zapped by 50,000 volts. I have. I haven't been tasered before. I got this from a high output tube in an old tube-type television set. And after I got zapped, I found myself laying flat on my back on the couch with no knowledge how I got from the back of the television set sitting in a corner to the couch some 15 feet away, flat on my back. Now, call me a little crazy here, but I don't think going around zapping people with high-voltage energy is the way to go. Just call me silly. I don't know. I just don't think things like that really endear the population for cooperation and its seal of approval on the police. I just don't see where it's any good thing for the cops. See, folks, there's that thin blue line out there. Tell you something. People in this country decided that, well, and this is just a for instance. No, don't anybody get all whacked out about this. But one morning a town woke up and said, you know what? We don't want our police anymore. By sundown that day, they're all gone. I'm not going to tell you what happened to them, but there's not enough of them to subdue a whole town, even of a small population. You starting to get the message out there, Rent-A-Cop? Get better.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
we're back. John in Florida. Hello, John.
John in Pennsylvania.
I don't know how we got Florida here.
I was talking to your producer, but...
You've just been transplanted to Florida. How's the weather?
It's cold.
Okay. What's on your mind, John?
Yeah, the Pacers.
Yes.
On the local news here in Pennsylvania, at the police department, they had a demonstration, like you said, with mm-hmm. the Tasers. Mm-hmm. And they tasered some guy, and he said it was 50,000 volts at an amp and a half. You understand electricity, I understand, right?
Yeah, EIR. You can figure out the voltage and wattage and amperage. I still remember that from electronics school.
Yep. And he said it hurt. It really hurt. I don't know how old this guy was. But anyhow, I took a electrical course back in the 70s, and they said 75 thousandths of an amp will send your heart into defibrillation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Actually, if and the amperage isn't that much on household current, say 110 to 120 volts.
No.
But under the right circumstances, or you've got a heart condition, or you've got an arrhythmia, that can send your heart into spasms, and it can give you a heart attack.
Yes, it'll kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know of anybody being electrocuted by a billy club.
No, uh-uh.
And why were they so successful for a number of years? And cops, I'll tell you, I've spoken to police that have retired off of forces after 20 years that never had to draw their gun. When asked how many times they drew their billy club, well, it was a few times. And did you ever have to bludgeon somebody to death? Well, of course they would not admit to anything like that. And they'd said, well, of course not. The use of a billy club is just to subdue, to take that person's mind off of maybe harming themselves or the police officer, and to disable them for a few seconds so they can get the cuffs on them so they can do what they need to do in the next step. But not with these tasers.
No. These things are fatal.
They are fatal.
Yes.
And you know, I want the government's explanation on electrocution. Do they figure that's torture? Now, I already know the answer to that, because if the police departments all across this country are using tasers, what do you think the answer to that question is going to be?
I don't know.
Well, I already know. Well, of course it's not lethal force. It's less than lethal force. Mm-hmm. But they have a battery of stuff that they have come out with that have claimed that it's better than being shot by a lead bullet.
I'd rather be shot.
Well, me too, because you know what? That's a final act there. I mean, mm-hmm. that's one that you pull out a weapon, you discharge it, you send a flying piece of lead in somebody's direction. It's going to hurt. It's going to tear up some stuff.
Yep.
It may possibly kill the person. A lot of these cops, I'm going to tell you, are not good shots at all, even if they were aiming at your leg. Mm-hmm. They might hit you in the left earlobe, you know. But that's just the adrenaline rush that they seek so much.
Right.
But, yeah, it is lethal. It is absolutely lethal, and it should be banned.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about something the other day. You know, PETA is all over people for the abuse of animals, and they come out with some of the most ridiculous things. You know, don't they consider to be humans animals too? And wouldn't they consider using a taser of 50,000 volts with an amp and a half some sort of torture? Now, I'm just randomly pulling thoughts off the top of my head, but these are the questions that sometimes occupy me. It's the questions that are literally, they're proverbial questions that need not be answered. Anything else, John?
Hey, John.
All right. Appreciate your call, my friend.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Okay, you take care of yourself.
Okay, you too.
All right.